Earth and Sky.
Air quality is both local, regional, and global. There's different scales that people need to kind of have in mind when they're thinking about this, and that while we continue to make great strides and improve the conditions on a local basis, there are a lot of other things that influence it. And it's working with agencies like NASA and NOAA to bring new data into the process to inform us, to help understand how the conditions are changing. And that information will be used to help improve conditions locally as we move into the future.
You're listening to research environmental engineer Jim Sykman of the Environmental Protection Agency, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Sykman uses data from NASA's Terra satellite to not only monitor air quality, but to produce forecasts of air pollution. He spoke more about tracking the sources, movement, and destination of polluted air in the U.S. and across the world with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar.
Dr. Sykman, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you.
Why are scientists concerned about tracking air pollution?
Well, we're concerned about tracking air pollution because we're trying to characterize the atmosphere and provide that information, particularly within EPA, to people that will use that in decision making.
Today, what's important for people to know about air pollution?
Probably the most important fact that people should know about air pollution is that it ends up ultimately affecting their health, depending on the level that's there. And so there could be respiratory issues, other health effects issues that people should be concerned about. We're interested in trying to characterize where those distributions are of the different pollution across the U.S. so we could ultimately try to figure out what people are being exposed to. I think another important point that people need to understand is that the level of air pollution or air quality that you see locally is not always from local sources. In many instances, the local emissions that create the pollution can dominate the air quality and it's what people are breathing. But on some days, there can be large components that are from much further away, a regional component that's being transported across the U.S. or even across the globe. And this is where the satellite information becomes important for researchers at EPA to use.
How does NASA's Terra satellite with a MODIS instrument study pollution?
MODIS, it's an imager, and you can think of it as basically a camera taking pictures. And those pictures that it's taking are of reflected solar and thermal information that's coming back from the surface and from the atmosphere. And so in a simplified sense, the instrument is taking that information and looking for contrast between what it's seeing from the surface and, in this case, the pollutant of interest that we're looking at, aerosols in the atmosphere. And this information is combined to produce what we call an aerosol optical depth. Optical depth is a measure of the total aerosol loading in the atmosphere. So it's telling us how much aerosols are actually in the atmosphere. And from a lot of the research that we've done, we know that a lot of the aerosol loading actually remains in the lower part of the atmosphere. So we combine the information from the EPA ground sensors with the MODIS data, and we could get an idea of how the aerosols that MODIS is seeing are moving over time and to some degree what the level of those are from the monitors on the ground where we're actually measuring concentrations.
Tell us about scientists' ability to forecast pollution conditions.
EPA has a program called Air Now. And within the Air Now program, we work with state and local agencies to provide air quality forecasts for people. Those forecasts are really about current conditions or a day out. The National Weather Service is also working to provide model output to help with the forecast. With respect to how well air pollution forecasts are, I believe they're really just starting to take hold over the past decade. And there's a lot of science that needs to be developed. what we have done between NASA and EPA, we ended up taking a look at information from the MODIS sensor to try to provide this aerosol optical depth out to forecasters in near real time so they could get a view of what's happening in the larger sense, not only in the area that they're trying to forecast, but upwind of their area. So say, for example, a forecaster in the metropolitan DC area is trying to develop a forecast for the next day, and he's looking at his local information to see what the ground stations are reporting. He may see on the far end of the U.S. that the ground stations are showing the air quality to be good. But in some cases where we have issues like the California forest fires, that type of information back in 2003 wasn't available to the forecaster. So what we did is work with NASA to develop a product that would provide that aerosol optical depth out in a near real-time fashion and combined it with the local conditions as seen by the monitor, meteorological forecast, to give the forecaster an idea of what the aerosol distributions are across the U.S. and where that might be moving over time. And that information has been very valuable over the past several years for these state and local forecasters that are developing their local air quality forecast.
Tell us more about your work in the project called IDEA, the Infusing Satellite Data into Environmental Air Quality Applications.
Through working with partners at NASA and NOAA, we've developed a set of tools that utilizes different sets of information that could be utilized in a very quick fashion for state and local forecaster to help develop their forecast. And IDEA has been running over the past 6+ years, and we've been working with our partners at NASA and NOAA to make improvements over time on the data that we bring in there. And we've actually been working to transition this product into an operational environment.
You've been listening to research environmental engineer Jim Seichman of the Environmental Protection Agency. Our thanks today to NASA's Terra mission, helping us better understand and protect our home planet. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.